Happy Father's Day. Happy day. At 73, when I wake up and try to remember, one of my favorite verses is in Psalms 143, and that is that show me your tender loving kindness in the morning so I'll know the path that I should go. Well, this morning, trying to come to you all, I got up about 6:40, and I've been a teacher and a coach and all that since 1965. I think if you add that up, it's 52 years or something. I head off like 2 years, but my favorite thing is kind of coaching. That's kind of mundane. I went to college, a place called Lincoln Memorial University, and then it was small. Now it's huge. It's got a veterinarian school. We don't have a vet school in the whole state of Kentucky. So if you got ambitions, you don't have to go to Auburn anymore. There's only 30 vet schools in the nation, and LMU has one of those, a living memorial to Abraham Lincoln. But I went to play basketball because I didn't think I was smart enough to go to college. And end up with a doctor's degree from Indiana. Almost got in a fight with Bobby Knight. Those of you keep up with basketball, he's a good coach, but kind of type A personality, which I am sometimes. And got a master's from Xavier and went to Georgetown. And here it sounds like I hate the people get up and say I, so I'm going to erase that. That's not an I. It's for all you that's in here, teenagers and others. You can, with God's help, onward Christian soldiers. You know, some churches are wanting to take that out of their hymnals because they think it's too violent. If you need to have a godly home where mom and dad show you Christianity and make you go to church. I remember hating to go to church when I was in grade school, and so I convinced my dad one Sunday, he was 6'4", been in World War II on a beach in Normandy, that I didn't have to go to church, I just had to go to Sunday school. So Dad went home with me, and it was in the city down close to Cincinnati, and I was getting dressed, undressed to go play, and Dad said, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going out and play." He said, "No, you're not going anyplace till church is over." So I got to miss church, but I had to go home, and he didn't let me go outside. So you need Christian parents, and thank goodness, happy Father's Day. And you know, the Bible says that a good wife, a righteous wife, is better than gold. It's a gift from God, and that children are a gift from God. I have been blessed with 4 children, now 6 grandchildren, and it's just wonderful. If I knew how much you can love grandkids, I'd have had them first. That's supposed to be a funny one. I was going to thank the gentleman back here in the back. What's your name?
Fred.
I came here about 5 or 6 years ago, and I came during the week to kind of see the lay of the land, and they were up here practicing music. You need to have them do special music because I don't know if you still got that band together, but it was really good. And now I noticed when you passed Good Morning, Welcome, nobody went back there. He's not the Wizard of Oz back there. You're allowed to shake his hand too, okay? Normally, and I think I'll stick with the script and organize. I used to teach at EKU, and I taught educational administration, and no meeting is worth having. This is a meeting of like-minded people unless you have an agenda. So we have an agenda, and it's 6 points about looking at the mind of Christ. And I may get around to talking about Gideons here in just a minute. Don't tell the Gideons, I'm not allowed to preach, so you can't count this preaching, okay? And then we don't take money, the money that you all donate or give. Well, Jim gave me this check. I laughed because I thought Preacher Brooks came in and pulled a slick one where he didn't have to pay for a supply preacher. So I don't know what this is, and don't let it take away from what you're going to give, but this is going to go into buying Bibles. When I started in the Gideons, I was principal of Harrison County High School for a while. Now I was superintendent of a little place, Robertson County Schools, and I was in the Cynthiana Gideons, and these little Bibles were 50 cents, and now they're $1.41, and we're in over 190 countries, and just think about 2 men, instead of running and getting drunk and carousing, 2 men 100 years ago said, you know, we're on a business trip, and why don't we just read our Bibles and pray together? So 100 years ago, 2 people did that, and now there's 300,000 Gideons around the world in over 190 countries and over 190 languages. We need to pray for Christians around the world, because there's probably more people being beheaded and killed in the name of Jesus right now than there was when Jesus was here. Of course, there's a lot more of us. But think what Jesus did onward Christian soldiers with 12 of them. You know, now we have billions of Christians. A scary thing is they say that the Muslim religion is growing quicker than the Christian religion. And you know, in the Quran, they have Jesus in there. They just don't have it right. Jesus wasn't just a good man. Jesus wasn't just a prophet. Jesus was the Son of God. All right? And we've got names for Jesus. I wore this not because it's Valentine's Day, because Jesus is what? Love. And for his blood that he gave on the cross is the reason we're all here together. So happy Father's Day and happy Mother's Day past. But have Christian homes. Raise your kids in church. They act like they don't want to go. They act like they don't want to listen. But they're listening. They can multitask. These young men and women can multitask, and they know what's going on. So thank the Lord that you all are in a church living together in unity. Psalms 133 is one of my favorite psalms, and it said it is precious to the Lord when brothers live in unity and harmony. So be sure that you lift one another up. And if you have disagreements, talk to one another. Pray with one another. There's a good spirit in this church. I love coming to this church. It's a place, if I didn't already have a church, I'd like to be a member and to worship with you all. It's a blessed place. Now, usually I'm running off track, and I got a guy keeping 15 minutes, so we got a timer. So I may get to talk about Gideons, but if I don't, Gideon's a good thing. And we need more of them, okay? But on also Psalms 117, oh, praise the Lord, all you nations, praise him, all you people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. So on three, I wonder if you're under 20, I want you to say praise the Lord on three. One, two, three. Oh, weak. I'm going to help you on three. If you're under 20, let's blast it out to the Lord. Praise the Lord. One, two, three. Praise the Lord. I know I didn't hear you. Third time's a charm. Y'all going to help me? If you're under 20, yes, I like that. Here we go. One, two, three. Now watch this. Maybe I shouldn't have done this right. If you're over 20, let's hear praise the Lord. One, two, three. All right, do y'all want to try them again? Or should I make it 30? Huh? If you're 30 or under, let's say praise the Lord. One, two, three.
Praise the Lord!
You get an A+. From an old principal, and I used to be a grade school superintendent. All right, here you go if you're over 30. One, two, three.
Praise the Lord!
I don't know. That's a little better. You and you get the A pluses. Everybody else got A's, okay? So that works. At the behavioral disorder school I'm at in Oneida Baptist in Clay County, we have kids from all around the world, Nigeria, Kenya, Egypt, Colombia, and I start them with A pluses. But they're kids that may have been out of jail or may have been on drugs or may have. One of the things I hate to see in this day and time, people adopt kids, they decide they don't like them, and then they throw them away. So you got kids that were given away by their parents, or some reason their parents couldn't raise them, and then they're adopted and their adopted parents give them away. Now, that's a lot to overcome, but with Jesus, now, at Oneida Baptist, you can be a Muslim, a Buddhist, you don't have to be a Baptist, you don't have to be a Christian, but you go to church every day. Part of the school day is church, and you go to church on Sunday. They asked a kid once, that said, do they force you to be a Christian at Oneida Baptist? And they said, no, but it's highly expected. Now, this is sad. I don't know that it's happening today, but a few years ago, with more unrest, we had students that would get saved and go back home and were killed because they had changed from Christians or two Christians from being Muslims or whatever the religions were. Just think about, you go to a private school and you're from Nigeria, you get saved. So sometimes kids will say to us, don't tell my parents, don't tell any people back home that I've been saved, that I'm now a Christian. And we've had one or more kids go back home and be killed because they're Christians. I think I might have told you this story once, but in Nigeria, there was a man, and this fellow came and spoke, his friend came and spoke at Georgetown College, and he was a Gideon, and his buddy was a Muslim. And him working, this Gideon working with this Muslim in Nigeria, he became a Christian and became a, and they killed his wife that was pregnant and killed one of his kids because he turned from being a, now, well, you know what the Lord did with that man? That man is a preacher today. And one of his sons is a preacher today. So when you talk about, when I mentioned a minute ago, things happen, but the Lord, this is the day the Lord hath made. We will read Psalms 118:24. So there is good in the Lord's plan, and it's God's time. All right? So I'm really appreciative that there's more than two of you here when you say Gideon's, because we have the Nazarene Church. I won't say the name because it'd be embarrassing, but the Nazarene Church over in Georgetown won't let us in anymore because they say we don't want any old fat men that's 90 years old to come up, because we're contemporary and we don't want you to come in and ruin our service. Well, maybe they haven't heard me speak. I don't know. But in the meantime, they are really good to us. They'll take a video. And one of the last times they took a video, they took a collection like $680. So that's fine, okay? Because the money, like I mentioned with the check, goes for Bibles. Now, I had a Gideon Bible. I could open that up, but it might be Pandora's box. I don't know what all will come out of there. But I think I've got a, I did have a regular Gideon Bible. This is a Bible my wife gave me in 93. Her name's Sharon. It's my favorite Bible because in the front of it, it says, from your loving wife, okay? Let me see if I remember that. Presented to Ed by Sharon with love, date 1/1/93. And the other thing I like about it, it's a red letter testament. And I don't know, that's this phone up here, or is that mine? Well, don't you all know that when you're in church to turn your phone off? This is my son, he lives in Paducah. Happy Father's Day, and I'm trying to talk in church. How are you doing? All right, I got to go now. I love you. You should turn your phones off in church. It's a disruption. That's the second or third time he's called me. I'm so proud of him. He went to Georgetown College. He was vice president over there when he was like 30. He was Mr. Georgetown. He dated a girl over there for 6 years. I got two kids with doctor's degrees. One's an orthodontist with White, Greer, and Maggart, and he's one of the owners, and one girl's a pediatric dentist. I've been poor all my life, so my kids have my wife's intelligence, okay? And I wouldn't let them be teachers. Teaching and preaching is a calling. Now, if they said it was a sincere calling, well, he was going to get his doctor's degree, but he did. He got his doctor's degree the right way. His wife is a medical doctor, so he married a doctor's degree. So that's a good way to get that, too, as you're looking. So he's in Paducah, and he's a fundraiser, and one of his best friends is Martha Lane Collins. She used to have a parking place there, and President Crouch, well, I think, was a little jealous of her, and he didn't have her out. So when my son was working there, he loaded her up and started taking her all over the state, and he hired her as an advisor, or helped her, and he raises money for Baptist hospitals now. And he and Martha Lane raised $13 million last year for Baptist hospitals. And that's above the budget. That goes in for the fancy things, et cetera. So if I'm going to bore you about my kids, so I got those three. I got another girl that dropped out of college, ran off to be an actress in New York. She'd been at the Pioneer Playhouse over at Danville, and so she knew some people, and she was doing quite well. She married a guy from Ireland, but she was my wild child. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to define wild child, but she was my wild child. I was about to kick her out of the house. And I had a preacher say, now, Ed, you can't do that. And I guess I wouldn't have been a good father if I had. And I'm more proud of her than my other kids. because she goes to church regular. She's on the church board. She sees her two boys are in church. She's a godly mother, and now she's a realtor, and I'm very, very proud of her. Even though she didn't get a college education, she is a Christian mother, so I'm very, very proud of that. Now, what was I supposed to be here about? Oh, talk about the Gideons. How close am I? Have I got 15 minutes? You watching your watch? Two more minutes? I wanted to tell a few little stories. I asked him back here to remind me of a story, and I wanted to, if you got a pen or pencil, I know sometimes you do, but I'd like to give you some scriptures on the mind of Christ, and I've got like six here from a Bible study from a lady named Frona Smith, but before we do that, I've been throwing out Bible verses. Does anybody here have a favorite Bible Bible verse that you'd like to quote, one you know from memory? Come on, you got to have a favorite. You know, if when my kids had to memorize them to, you know, in Bible school and Sunday school, one of the first ones I started with because I knew they could remember it, Jesus wept. Now, that's not my favorite one, but you know that was Lazarus. And I go to this country church called Cornerstone down in Clay County. There's about 10 of us go there. And these ladies come out of Tejas Holler. And they play the guitar and sing. And the favorite song I have in that church is, even though Jesus was 4 days late, he was right on time with Lazarus. You remember? With Martha talking to Jesus, you know, if you'd come, now he stinketh. And they went to the grave and he was 4 days late. But guess what? In God's time, he was right on time. So I know that scripture. Jesus wept. Somebody give me a scripture. It's your favorite scripture. Amen. Amen. And it is a gift. It is a gift. Any other long ones, short ones, one you want to read? You want me to just get on with it? Now, that's close enough. 1 Thessalonians, the 4th and 5th chapters, are two of my favorite ones where it talks about, you know, they want to know when Jesus, when's the world, when's time going to end, and he says, you know, just the Father, but said, you know, be glad, pray for one another. It's good, that's good. Another one. All right. Yes, sir. Philippians 4:4. All right. In a second, don't let me forget, I want to do Ephesians, I think it's 3:11, but I'll have to double check my references because there's an eternal purpose that God gave us to be here on earth. An eternal purpose we want to talk about here in just a second. I'm going to go through, if you want to know what the mind of Christ is like, here's six scriptures you can look up, and I'm just going to give you this. I'll say it twice. I used to do this when I was giving a test and when I was a teacher, and I'd say, I'm going to repeat this twice, and I'm not repeating it again, okay? Now, I'm not being mean to you, but let me tell you why I did it as a teacher. I had been too lazy to write up the test beforehand, so I had the questions, but I did want them to pay attention. So I'm not scolding you or anything. But here's the first mind of Christ is Romans 8:6. So if you write down Romans 8:6, and one of the things we need to know is when do we need to work for Jesus? The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. When? Three letters, N-O-W, now. Now is the time. Yesterday's gone, tomorrow never gets here. When tomorrow is here, it's today. So when do you want to work for Jesus? Now. Now, you know, it tells us if you can help a neighbor and you put it off, that's sin. If you can help someone and you say, no, 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 I'll put it off to another time. Jesus wants us, his mind wants us to worship and help others now. And he is a God that is alive, not dead. So that is Romans 8:6. If you want to be single-minded like Jesus, it's 2 Corinthians 11:3. Jesus is single-minded. There is a purpose for all to be saved. And the workers, like we said, are few, but the harvest is ripe. There's 300,000 Gideons around the world. There's been 6 billion Bibles printed in the history of time since the Gutenberg printing press. 6 billion Bibles have been printed, and the Gideons have passed out 2 billion of them. One out of every 3 Bibles in the world has been passed out by Gideons, and that was started by 2 guys, instead of running and drinking, said, let's study the Bible and start a prayer group. This church could be a light for Scott County, for Franklin County. It already is, but it could be bursting at the seams if we learn that Jesus is now, and there's a single-mindedness to help save others now. That's 2 Corinthians 11:3. In Philippians 2:3, we need to be lowly, not proud. Lowly, not proud. Psalms 131 says that, Lord, I am not proud, and I do not concern myself in matters too high for me. So when we let the Lord lead us to be single-minded and do things now, be humble about it. That's 2 Corinthians 11:2. I'm on 3. Pardon me. That's Philippians 2:3. We need to be pure. To be pure in all things. The mind of Christ was pure, and that's Titus 1:15. Titus 1:15. If you want to have the mind of Christ, you need to be pure, lowly, single-minded, and do things now. Then, if you want to be responsive, to open the minds to understand the scriptures. You know, if you pray and ask for the fear of knowledge is the beginning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But if you just have knowledge, what good is that? Experience, like Jim and myself have, and some of the others with a little white on their forehead, and what we need to do is when we get knowledge, get wisdom. That's experience from living. And then get understanding. So with knowledge, get wisdom and understanding. So Luke 24:45 says, open their minds to understand the scriptures. And then 6 is be peaceful. Romans 8:6. Romans 8:6. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. So there's Romans 8:6. And so if you want to have the mind of Christ, he's alive, he does things now. That's Romans 8:6. Be single-minded. That's 2 Corinthians 11:3. Be lowly, not proud. Philippians 2:3. Be pure. Titus 1:15. Be responsive to understanding the scriptures, Luke 24:45, and be peaceful, Romans 8:6. Now, I know when you start spitting all that out, and I was going to read part of it to you, but I'll just refer. Now, that's all tied together in Hebrews 4, the 4th chapter of Hebrews. So to tie these 6 things together, when you get home today or sometime, read the whole chapter, Hebrews 4. And it talks about these things need to be interwound with what? Faith. Faith. Jesus said, you know, the Israelites, the Hebrews, couldn't follow the law. So God had to come incarnate. It's a big word I don't necessarily understand, but God came to earth to give his blood for our sins. And when he did that, we don't have to follow the Ten Commandments anymore. Now, y'all can jump up and say, get this man out of the pulpit. The Lord said 2 things, right? Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and all thy might, and love thy neighbor as thyself. He did away with the law and gave us those 2. But he also said that the law is, all 10 commandments are in those 2. Love the Lord, love your neighbor. When? Now. Do it now. Now, I have a few little stories about the Gideons that I'd like to say real quick. When's the last time that you asked somebody, are you saved? when we pass out Gideon Bibles, in the back there's a plan of salvation. And in the front there's about 300 helps that talk about suicide, temptation, etc. I got a buddy that's dying with kidney failure. He goes to dialysis 3 times a week, and he'd been a pretty rough customer. And he started going to church, and some people was cutting his grass. And I stopped at his house, up a holler, a place called Mill Pond in Clay County. And a holler is what you call a canyon or a valley someplace. And around here ain't no hollers because the hills aren't high enough and the hollers aren't narrow enough. And sometimes we laugh at those people. Some of them don't even know it's Irish heritage. But what they have that a lot of people don't have today, how many people have family reunions and get together, you know, like the Browns, let's pray for the Browns that's traveling to France and just got married. It's nice that there's 60 of them together this morning for breakfast. But those people live up those hollers. They might be a little wide place, about as wide as this, and it might go 2 or 3 miles, or might be 100 family members live up that holler. And if it's a Christian 100 family members, think what a wonderful time they've had for a lifetime with families being together. But in the front, the helps, this boy is about 30 years old. He was cutting my friend's grass. And I asked another guy, I said, is that boy saved? And because one of the Gideons said, when's the last time you just passed out a Bible, did you ask the person if they were saved? And I went over to this boy and read back here, here's John 3:16, Romans 5:8, Romans 3:23, on and on, the sinner's prayer. And I said, do you believe that? He said, yes, I do. And I said, well, if you'll sign this right here, you know, that's a step that's toward being a Christian. Of course, we'd like for him to go ahead and be baptized. But the boy, I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I said, now what do you think we ought to do? And he said, well, to get on our knees and pray. Well, I'm 73. I was up a holler. And I looked down at the gravel and the dirt I was going to have to get down on. My eyes must have got about this big around, because he says, oh, no, that's okay. And I said, nope, that's what you said. So we got down on our knees and prayed. And I think that he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ right there from a Gideon Bible. You know what happened a month later? Drug deal. He got killed. A month later, and my friend came to me and said, Ed, you saved that boy that day. Well, no, Ed Loudenbach didn't save that boy that day. The Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, he did it when? He did it now. So when is the last time, I want to challenge you, when's the last time that you talked to a family member? That's probably the roughest ones to talk to. When's the last time you talked to a family member and said, are you saved? Let's pray. Let's read the scripture. When's the last time you was on a bus or a plane or in a restaurant and saw somebody that looked like they needed the Lord? And when does he want us to do it? Now. So I challenge you, if you know people that you want to be in heaven, to have peace, my grandkids, I'll wind down and stop, and I haven't done all the things that I wanted to pray at the beginning and say, Lord, have me say the right thing. My daughter is a pediatric dentist up in Minnesota, and she called me, and she's got 2 twin boys. They were in vitro. One of them weighed 4 pounds when he was born, and they had to do emergency C-section because they couldn't find one of them. And so they did, and the little one was 4 pounds. The other boy was 6, it's Grant and Grady. So Grady said to his mother the other day, it almost makes me cry, and I think it did. He said, Mom, you know why they couldn't find me and why I was the last minute getting out? And his mom said, no. And he said, Mom, because I went around and reached up and touched your heart before I came out. What about a little kid saying that to Mom? So she calls me about Grady one day this past week and said, he's dreaming or thinking that he's going to die. And he's afraid because Jesus might not be strong enough to carry him to heaven. And said, would you talk to him? Said, I had that problem when I was a kid. Now she's like 43. And said, I had that problem when I was a kid. And you talked to me and I was okay. So, you know, a 73-year-old mind, I said, Amy, what did I say to you? And she said, I don't remember. And I said, well, I don't either. So he was taking a shower, and we got done taking a shower. He called me and said, Grandpa, I've been worried about if Jesus can take me to heaven. And I said, well, let me tell you something about Jesus. Jesus came to earth, And when he went back, he put his hands up in the air and went up to his dad, to his father, and he's building a new heaven and a new earth. And he's coming back, and we're going to have a new heaven and a new earth. And some of us will meet him in the sky and won't even die, and others will go up with the Lord and have a new body. Think about Grandpa's old 73-year-old body. I'm going to have a new 20-year-old body, of course, spiritual body, and I'll be fine, and so will you. And his mom texted me and said, he skipped down the hall and said, it's nice to have a wise old grandpa. He's giving me more credit than I do. But the boy that accepted Jesus Christ didn't accept because of me. He accepted because of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, folks, is alive and well and lives within us. So I thank you for letting me be here today. I have some of these. It's in the back, that distributing God's word, that if you want to donate money, you can. The ways that you can help us to be Gideons, help Gideons, is not money. It's third. The first thing you can do is pray for us and pray for the 300,000 Gideons around the world. Pray for the prison ministries. Become a Gideon. I have a magazine I was going to read in here, and I'll just summarize it real quick. A real, real busy man on an international trip, couldn't get a plane, and he goes back to his room and he reads the Gideon Bible. And when he read the Gideon Bible, he got down on his knees and prayed and said, Jesus, accept me. And he said, also, I want to thank the Gideons for having a Bible in this room. Well, after that, when he went home, came back to the United States, he couldn't believe it. But he said, I prayed for a week, and he became a Gideon. And after he became a Gideon, now he's a speaker. So when Bibles are in rooms, and when you donate to us that money, we put Bibles in the rooms around the world. Here in Georgetown, there's a lot of hotels now. We try to put a new Bible in there every 18 months. Now, the thing I said a second ago, and let me see if I've got it written down so I'll say the right verse. Ephesians 3:11 tells us the eternal purpose of God. And the eternal purpose of God for us, we Gentiles and us, we Christians, it's easy. It's not a secret. It's Jesus. The eternal purpose is Jesus. And how we can help spread the good news is by being Christians, being good fathers and mothers, being good daughters and sons. And you've probably read this, and I'm closing. Treat each other in unity and respect. And if somebody's older than you as a Christian, treat them as your mother or your father. And if somebody's younger than you, treat them as your sister or your brother. So if we love the Lord and love our neighbor and we help each other now, this world and this church will be a much, much better place. Thank you for letting me be here.